You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews, and this episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. That sound you heard was just my empty can hitting the desk, because that's about how I felt last week. It was like a empty can about to get crushed on some bro's head. Unfortunately, I don't think a bro would ever be drinking bubbly, but hey, you never know. They could be enlightened. As has been the cycle lately, my mental health took a downturn in the middle of the week. My day job is now covering playoffs in the NBA and NHL, which means I have to stay up a lot later and be able to, you know, essentially work well into my recording time. And then by the end of that, I'm just like tired and, you know, for someone who doesn't sleep well as it is, it's nice to be able to sleep. Unfortunately, it seems like the Blue Jays have essentially been doing the same thing, because since I last talked to you, they have lost every single game. I take no responsibility for that at all. I blame the Rays getting every lucky break in the book. And I blame a lot of other things that I will start going into in this episode and the next one. Tomorrow's going to be a happy one. We got the news Alek Manoah is getting called up to replace Anthony Kay in the rotation. That makes me happy. We will talk about that ahead of Manoah's first start against the Yankees. There will be happy times ahead. They're not coming here. I'm not sure if I'm just going to devote the next episode to Manoah. I may do another episode in between, depending on how my day goes at work. So we shall see. But yeah, what the hell happened to the Blue Jays? Seemed like things were going so well. They won that opening game against the Red Sox, moved to a half game of first place. And then just off a freaking cliff. Ross Stripling gave up 5 runs in the first inning and just went all downhill from there. And it's not even fully Ross Stripling's fault. Ross Stripling was actually good today. 7 shutout innings against the Rays. And I know, I saw that 14-8 score line. I'm like, well, it was Ross Stripling pitching. No, not Ross Stripling's fault at all. He was very good today. Whatever adjustments he made, they worked. The problem is, A, the Rays, which is just a cursed franchise that needs to freaking move to Montreal already. Just so I'm not as angry about the Blue Jays getting swept in 4 games by a team that is used to playing in pandemic audiences, because that's their average attendance anyway. No, it's been a similar problem for the Blue Jays. They can't really come back from a big inning from their opponents, and both those late games against Boston, they had to dig, because Steven Matz gave up 5, Ross Stripling gave up 6. But then lately, it's been a bullpen that does not have the full complement of arms, just not being able to perform. And I'm gonna talk more about the bullpen. Actually, I'm gonna do it right now. I'm still angry. I mean, 3 of those 4 losses against the Rays were in extra innings. Or in the final inning, the Rays scored a bunch of runs to get the win. The only one they didn't was on Saturday, and they still got runs in the 8th and 9th. Bullpen was not able to handle its actions. And, like, you can put more blame on the offense on that Saturday game. But the offense has been good. The offense has been averaging runs. What they put up. 3 against Boston wasn't bad, but 7-7, 1-4-8. Some of those should be winning tallies, especially with some of the pitchers that were going. 4 runs is usually enough for Hyunjin Ryu to get a win. The way Robbie Ray's been pitching, 3 runs, usually enough. They didn't get Robbie Ray 3 runs. But the big inning, again, struck in today's game. Put them in a 5-0 hole. Good work, Trent Thornton. All of them were unearned because of Santiago Espinal's error. Doesn't matter. Still gave up a bunch. That home run, that grand slam that Joey Wendell hit. Again, just teams getting the opportunities to make a team pay and taking full advantage. Like, the Blue Jays basically clawed back with solo shots. Rowdy Tellez managed to get on board for one of Vladdy's home runs, which we're going to talk about Vladdy, because, again, Vladdy is basically the MVP front runner at this moment. But, oh my god, just a bullpen that has been stretched beyond its limits, that has been bouncing people on and off with injuries, again, just left the Blue Jays in such a vulnerable position that they couldn't do anything about it. And we kind of knew they were playing with fire, and we were giving them all the credit in the world. When some of these waiver claims were getting the job done. Did not happen. And some of them, I cannot blame them. Like, there are reasons. But it still doesn't change the fact that the Blue Jays blew leads or tie games in all 4 of those matches against Tampa Bay. And every time, it was the bullpen responsible. I'm going to get more in depth into that, but before I do, I'm going to tell you all first about Wealthfront. Investing is complicated. I know. I do not pretend to understand the stock market. But whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Like, hey, maybe don't invest in Bitcoin when it can plummet on the whims of a deranged South African who names his kid after a fighter jet. Just a thought. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified low-cost index funds personalized for you. In minutes. You don't have to make the trades. You don't have to pick the stocks. You don't even have to try and pretend you're reading the financial pages. They handle everything. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion in assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonmlb. You need $500 to get started. That's it. You can grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do the work for you. So to get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonmlb. That's wealthfront.com/lockedonmlb to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonmlb and get started today. This episode is also brought to you by Locker Room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. You can start or join conversations about anything in MLB, and you'll find fans just like you for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to the big news or rumors. There are Locked On hosts across the network. I'll be joining when they expand off iOS devices because I feel this should be for everyone. So go to the download the free Locker Room app today. It's available on all iOS devices. It should be available on Android. You can create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the group of your choice. If you want MLB, if you want NHL, whatever. You can find it because there are a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. I will join you when I can. I will let you know once the Locked On Blue Jays room is live. Download the Locker Room app today. Locker Room, changing the way we talk about sports. Okay, oh my god, the bullpen. Why the bullpen? Why? 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 Just why? How many times? And I haven't even been on Twitter that much lately. Because again, as I've reiterated the past couple months, the stress of a lockdown doesn't help me deal with all the, you know, hatred that I have to see on Twitter to people of my kind, and the gaslighting of people of my kind. Just, you know, when 60 Minutes has a piece on transgender health and doesn't have any actual transgender people on there, but dedicates the entire freaking episode to people who have detransitioned. That's the kind of uphill battle I don't want to see every day on social media. So I'm not on there. But I still skim. Obviously, I need to know how high my threat level is. And like every time, it's just you see people just, you know, riding that wave, like, okay, here we go. Here's that win against the Rays. And then just every time it gets blown up in their face. Let's take the opener. It was a bullpen day because Anthony Kay can't be trusted to actually go 5 innings. And he proved that because he walked 4 batters and gave up 4 hits in 4 innings. Somehow only managed to give up 2 runs. But market correction started happening. Travis Bergen gave up the 2 runs. AJ Cole gave up a home run. Tie game. And they kept trading donuts because the Blue Jays couldn't do anything against the Rays bullpen. And then they had to give the ball to Jeremy Beasley, a guy they literally bought for a song from the Diamondbacks. And Jeremy Beasley was not up to the task. He gave up a grand slam to Francisco Mejia, which, I mean, that's a feat in and of itself, managing to groove one to a catcher who's on his third organization because he can't hit. Ball game. Blue Jays end up losing that one, 9-7 in extras. Then the next day, oh, it's fine. They made roster moves. Anthony Kay has been optioned. Jeremy Beasley's been optioned. We have Anthony Castro back. Anthony Castro was so good. Remember Anthony Castro? Yeah. Trusting a guy coming off the IL, no matter how good he looked, especially given his pedigree, not the best solution. I know he was the only fresh arm they had after that extra inning game. But Anthony Castro couldn't handle it. Gave up a walk and 2 hits. Manuel Margot burning the Blue Jays yet again by singling in the winning run. So whatever, Rays small-balled their way to victory. Okay, fine. It was a tie game, nothing you do. Sunday. Blue Jays get a clutch home run from Randall Grichuk. And I mean clutch. To put them up 4-2. And they decide to hand the ball not to Jordan Romano, who's looked a little shaky. Not to Rafael Dolis, who blew that game against Boston. No. Nope, they gave it to Tyler Chatwood, who had been spotless. And then Tyler Chatwood proceeds to do his best Raphael Delice impression. And I think y'all know what that basically means. Walk G-Man Choi, gives up a single to Brandon Lau, gives up a single to Brett Phillips. Then there are two outs. He walks Yandy Diaz on four pitches to load the bases. Travis Bergen comes in, because again, they don't really have the options after a massive bullpen day. Travis Bergen walks Austin Meadows on nine pitches. Manuel Margot walks on five. Mike Brasso walks on four. Like, and that was a hell of a bat from Austin Meadows. He fouled off three straight pitches to keep that alive before Bergen buried one down and away and didn't get close to the plate. So that's whatever. But five of those nine pitches that Bergen threw were nowhere near the strike zone. Only one of those pitches to Margot was near, and that was a generous strike. Just he was not even close. And the Blue Jays literally walked in the runs for Tampa Bay and lost that game. And then today, after Ross Stripling does the stuff of dreams and throws seven shutout innings, and the Blue Jays claw their way back from that five-run hole and manage to take a lead. Sorry, they didn't take a lead. I apologize. That was the other game. But they had it. Anthony Castro comes in, gives up a pair of runs on an Austin Meadows double and another Manuel Margot single. And okay, bullpen's blown it again. But no, Marcus Semien, he continues his resurgence with a home run. Tie game again. All right, it's cool. We'll try this again. Who do we got? They throw out Joel Pamps. Another waiver claim who's had some success. And this is about the time where everything just turns into a pumpkin for the Blue Jays. Because Joel Pamps proceeded to walk Taylor Walls, who literally has just been called up this week because Milwaukee made that trade for Willy Adames. Joey Wendell singles. Francisco Mejia singles to bring in two. He gets a strikeout. Then Randy Arozarena belts one for a double off of Tim Meza. And an RBI ground out and a two RBI triple. And then another RBI double. Seven runs off of Tim Meza and Joel Pamps. And Meza hasn't been good for a bit. I said that last week. Proved it again in that outing. Blue Jays literally do not have the arms to keep working like this. And it's a good thing Alek Manoah is coming up, because maybe Alek Manoah can go out there and keep the bullpen from doing too much damage to itself while waiting for players to get right. Because right now, that strength that the Blue Jays had has cost them four of the last five games. And it's really bad. And I can't take it. I can't. I am very fragile at the moment. I know. It's tough to find a win. Maybe you can find a win at betonline.ag. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. You can bet on more late inning comebacks against the Blue Jays. You can bet on the NHL playoffs. You can bet on the NBA. You can bet on how long Nazem Kadri is going to get suspended after his appeal. You can bet on so many things over at betonline.ag. You can check all the news, sign-up bonuses, contest info, odds, whatever you need to make an informed decision and make your picks. So, use the promo code LOCKEDON when you sign up, and you'll receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I hate having to devote a whole episode to this because I don't get to talk about Vladdy being awesome. I don't get to talk about Marcus Semien heating up. I don't get to talk about, you know, Teoscar doing Teoscar things. I don't get to talk about any of that because it's all been in wasted efforts because this bullpen needs help. It can't rely on the Joel Pamps and the Tim Mazes and the Travis Bergens and the Anthony Castros to maintain production levels that they do not have the track record of producing. Meza has his track record. Like even before his injury, he was mid-level. Now he needs a timeout. And you know, I know the numbers still look good on guys like Anthony Castro and Joel Pamps. But as we saw with Jordan Romano, when he had to come back from injury in 2019, things change when you get out of your rhythm. Things change when you have to deal with an ailment that maybe is not fully healed. Maybe it's still affecting the way an Anthony Castro has to make his pitches. And expecting him to be 100% right off the bat was a fool's errand, but the Blue Jays had no choice because they had to have a bullpen day. They, you know, keep getting in these positions where they bury themselves early and have to fight just to get extra innings, and then they wear these guys out more, and then you get 6-run losses in extra innings. And I don't really know what the solution is besides bringing up a guy like Alek Manoah, who can hopefully give you some length, who can hopefully take some pressure off these guys back there. Make sure they aren't having to go every other day, because that is not a sustainable workload for them. Ross Stripling is not guaranteed to throw 7 shutout innings. And yes, I'm going to keep bringing that up because I still am in shock that it happened. But they're not guaranteed performances like that. They're not guaranteed Robbie Ray is going to go out and throw 7 one-run innings. They're not guaranteed that all their bullpen pieces are going to work. They have to be able to get more consistency out of that pen, and the way to do that is to make sure they aren't completely taxed every time. I know this is a terrible time for them. They are in the midst of a schedule run where they are playing every day without rest, and you can see the lineup juggling. Ty Tice has been up. Nick Allgaier's been up. Jeremy Beasley's been up. As we said, Manoah's going to get the call on Wednesday. We will talk about that, and we will be joyful. But they don't have a break until the end of the Cleveland series next week. They have 6 more games, and now they're all on the road. And now they have to try and make up 5.5 games on the Rays. And the way Tampa Bay's been playing, I don't know if they can do that. The way Boston's been playing, I don't know if they can do that. The way the Yankees have been playing recently, I don't know if they can do that. The pitching the Yankees have gotten lately is stupid. just dominated the White Sox on the weekend. And they're coming into the series rested. No, the schedule has not been doing any favors for the Blue Jays, but this is the time you have to fight. Like, nothing's going to be fair for the Blue Jays this season. They're the only team that's going to play in multiple homes, and neither of them is their home stadium in their home country. It sucks. My God, they gotta try and manage this a little better. They gotta give themselves some breathing room. Like I said, they'll have it. They'll have it after the Cleveland series. They have the Monday off, they have the Thursday off, they have the next Monday off. That's a chance for the bullpen to get right. That's a chance for things to be sorted out and the best arm to be out there as opposed to just the freshest arms. Because they had to burn another five guys trying to pick up from someone who could not get 15 outs. I don't know. I don't know. That's just what I need to see. I need to see things so I can talk about happier things on other episodes. Which, if you want to hear happier episodes, you can go back through the archives by subscribing to Locked On Blue Jays wherever you get your podcasts, be it Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, the Odyssey app, wherever you do it. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. You can follow on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Jays. Links are usually posted there when I wake up. And you can follow me on Twitter at @A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb for all the reasons I said earlier in this episode and so many more. But you all are cool. I will give you that. You've proven yourselves to be pretty cool. So that's a worthwhile portion of Twitter. Anyway, I'll be back on the next episode in a happier mood, hopefully, talking about Alek Manoa and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and maybe a third thing. Who knows? Maybe the Blue Jays will do something at Yankee Stadium and give me something happy to talk about. We will see. There was no joy this past week. Not at all. So here's hoping for better. Until then, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at ChaseRenegades.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. And y'all take care.